100 word stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon and the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I'm making it through the year. I'm quite shocked. Well, anyway. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is stolen. By the way, I'm cradling a cat leaning forward in my lap who really, really, really wants to be hugged on. Okay, fine. I hugs on you. Anyway, we got a bunch of stories in for this topic, and I will share them with you. And there goes the cat. Anyway, let's listen.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Stolen. We're now knee-deep in November, and no further forward with the case. A case so clueless, it doesn't even have a catchy name yet. Just an awful lot of missing women. Inside is brighter than outside, the mood lower than the cloud on the moors. Oddly, it feels like the sun coming out when, after discovering another body, we realise he's taken a necklace from this girl too. It's not much, is it? But it's something. Another piece in the puzzle and progress of sorts. Our man takes souvenirs. We just need to find him and his treasure chest. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Nothing but a crappy painting, a bunch of art flowers on a dark blue background, she said. The neighbor advised her to have an expert look at it. Preposterous! She knew her art, so she tossed it in the dumpster. When it was dark, the neighbor grabbed it. He wasn't stealing it. He had it appraised, and it was worth $1 million. He bought a new house and a new car and told everyone he had won the lottery, just in case. Oh, and he still drives by the old house to check the neighborhood dumpster for crappy artwork. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard here, and for the topic Stolen, I've written a story called Stolen. I've been a victim of identity theft. Some low-life criminal is pretending to be me. They go through my trash at night, and somehow they've stolen my credit card details and the passwords to my social media. To be honest, I'm not that bothered about it. In fact, I've been leaving my personal information for them to discover for quite some time now. My credit has been maxed out for years. My social reputation is at an all-time low. Everyone's chasing me for money. Now, I just blame the scammers. I'm perfectly happy for them to take on my failings. There you go. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
"16 years. They kept me, chained, in the cellar. My youth. Stolen. Thanks to their evil deeds. They're dead now, by my hand, and nobody holds me responsible. They had it coming, they say. Deserved everything they got. I'm happy to let them believe that. But the truth of the matter is that they never locked me in the cellar at all. I made it all up, a story to justify my actions, and everybody believed me. My youth wasn't stolen at all. I had a great time growing up. I just hated my parents. So, I stole their lives.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called All the President's Kids. He always knew the election was stolen. The other dick had been a better dick in rigging the totals in the city. I was a child the time that happened. I was a very young man the second time, but a well-placed young man. I was on loan to Joe Wood's group for a single purpose: to route the calls from downstate. It was a simple hack that surely would be fixed in the next election, but not that night. The numbers came in late, so the Chicago machine could not offset totals. Nixon takes the state, wins the election. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 916 with the prompt of stolen. Kind of staggering along with my NaNoWriMo at about 23,000 words. Hopefully I'll pick up a little momentum this week. Anyway, here's my story. Sabrina pulled out her phone and called her grandmother. Hi, Granny. She held the phone away from her ear, and Bilbert could hear the old woman shouting. No, Sabrina said. No one had stolen my phone. It's a long story, but we're in town, and Bilbert's eyesight's been stolen, and half his hearing. She put the phone back to her ear as her grandmother had stopped screaming. Yes, I know that's a classic Black Knight's move, but I can't do anything about it. Can you come straighten him out? She put her phone away. Grandma Bumilda will be here right away. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The Bleeb are an ancient race. Once rulers of a massive empire, reduced to wanderers of the galaxy, searching for the remnants of their shattered homeworld. Scanning, testing, analyzing chemical signatures, piece by piece they reappropriate their planet, gathering asteroids, hurling the massive rocks through hyperspace channels, lifeless planets to shatter and sift. It is when there is life that the moral question rises. The Bleeb are honest brokers and offer fair compensation. Transport to new worlds, terraforming technology, vast eons of knowledge to impart. Some resist. Just more to sift through when the Bleeb shatter their worlds to dust.
Let's wrap this thing up, folks. Those are the stories on the topic of stolen. Great stories from everyone, week in, week out. Those of you who are kind of sitting on the topic thinking, oh, I could have done that, well, do it. Send a story in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Or you can write one for next week on the topic of bread. Or the whole schedule is posted on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Until that lustrous day happens, I'll be right here, a week late, posting things. I keep telling myself get to it and just... I'll get motivated eventually. Maybe that'll be a New Year's promise. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.